I want you to know that today we're going to talk about all that God has done. Would you look at the letters that are in all caps up there? If you're 4, 5, or 6, or 7 years of age, and all the way home, you know, mamas and daddies are going to say, what do you preach about? You look at 2 words up there. What I want to preach about, it's all God. And that's going to be what we're trying to emphasize in this lesson. We're going to talk about Mission Sunday. We're going to talk about that Mission Sunday contribution. But what we need to recognize is what we're talking about, it every bit of it has to do with God. So now let's introduce the lesson. In Acts chapter 14, the scripture reading, Paul and Barnabas come back after that missionary journey. It lasted perhaps 2 years. The church at Antioch had sent them out, and now they've come back, and they get the whole church together. And Acts chapter 14, verse 24 says, or verse 26 says, that when they arrived there, they got the church together, and the old King James says, and they rehearsed. The new King James says, they reported about all that God had done. You know where the title of this lesson comes from? It comes from Acts chapter 14, verse 27. All that God had done. That's what it's all about. It's not about us at all. But can you imagine what they hadn't seen him in 2 years. And Paul forgot to carry his laptop with him. And so he'd not been able to send Twitter messages back or anything. And now all of a sudden, they don't know for sure when he's going to come back, evidently. So Paul arrives and the church gets together. And he, would you not like to have heard that sermon? You know, you read Acts chapter 13 and 14. What all had happened? Well, we left Antioch and went over to Cyprus. And while we were there, and then they began telling all the events. We went throughout all of the island of Cyprus and we were preaching to people about Jesus. And would you believe, when we got down to the western end of Cyprus, we were able to convert a real important Roman official who was there. And there was a man there that was opposing the truth. And by the Holy Spirit, by the power of God, we struck him blind. And then we went on up to Perga and Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. And when we got to Lystra, they thought we were gods. When we healed that crippled man that was there, the whole city rushed out and said, the gods have come down among us. And what an opportunity that was for us to tell them, oh, no, we're just people just like you are. But they may not have heard at all anything about how they, because Paul and Barnabas would not accept the worship, they turned on Paul and Barnabas and they stoned Paul thinking he was dead. They may have never heard that. And think of how interesting and how enraptured the church would have been by hearing all that God has done. And you and I hope, will leave this building with that same attitude. It's what God has done. Got to keep that in mind. Because the danger will be, and listen, every member of this church, don't you dare walk out of this building thinking about all that we have done. The absolute worst mistake that we can make as a result of the contributions on Mission Sunday is to talk about how great we are. It's not about us at all. It is all that God has done. And you and I need to have an appreciation that it is God who is doing all of these things. But there's a great danger of pride. And one of the things that the Lord hates is a proud look. It's an abomination to God. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 17 says, it's an abomination to be proud. And you and I need to understand there's a difference in being proud and being thankful. When Paul had finished that reporting to those churches, I doubt very seriously that they talked about how great Paul is. They would have said how great God is. He's taken us, and we were supporting Paul while he was on, at least in part, on this mission field. And now he's come back, and look at what God has done. What is pride? Well, Jesus talked about the Pharisees in his day. Do you remember those individuals who stood on the street corner and prayed long prayers, so everybody would be aware of the fact that they're praying long prayers, thinking they'll be heard for their much speaking. And how whenever they were ready to give, what'd they do? There's some humor in this, by the way. He says they're blowing the trumpet. I don't know if that's literal or not, but can you imagine somebody who wants everybody to know how much he's given, that he's blowing the trumpet And he's blowing the trumpet so everybody will look. And then he places his alms in helping those individuals that are needing his contributions in that. That is being filled with pride. And so the Lord says, don't you do that. In fact, he describes what they were doing. All their works they do to be seen of men. That's what pride is all about. You and I need to understand. Visitors, we want you to understand that the heart that we believe that this church has and that we'll leave this building is that all of our works we do to be seen of God. And let God be the one who praises us for whatever we do. It's all about God. The work that Palm Beach Lakes does, that kind of work, that kind of mission work is His work. It is not our work, it is His work. But we need to understand, because we're going to talk about some numbers in just a minute, that God sometimes is interested in numbers. Isn't it amazing? We know exactly how many soldiers Gideon had. We know how many soldiers the enemy had. We know how many people were killed. When Solomon offered the sacrifice and dedicated the temple, God told us that Solomon offered 23,000 sheep. Why is that? Well, you don't need to know that to go to heaven. It's in the Bible for some reason, and it's to help us perhaps to see the magnitude of what's happening. And young people, I know you've grown up in this church, but I want you to understand that being a part of this church, the reason we're talking about numbers today is because we want to magnify the importance of what we're doing. Why does the church exist? It exists to carry the gospel to every creature under heaven. And that's the Lord. That's why He died, so that all men might know about Him. And visitors, we want you to know that's the heart of this church. We have committed ourselves to mission work, and our mission work is His work, and it is not ours. Mission Sunday represents not our accomplishments. It represents those things that He has accomplished. So let's just review something that we said every second Sunday of the year for the last several years. That we're going to talk about all that God has done on Mission Sunday. We're taking the gospel into all the world, and every dollar that is given on Mission Sunday, which is 2 weeks from now, every dollar that is given is going to be involved in mission work. Visitors, I want you to understand something. There's no structure above this church. There's no state headquarters, no national headquarters. That when the Lord set up the church, He set up little individual congregations. Some were small, some were large. They had elders on. That's why we had verse 23 you read in the scripture reading. They ordain elders in every church. The church is overseen by elders, and they decide the work of the church. But that church, the big word is autonomous. We're just simply here, a body of people in Palm Beach County who are trying to serve God. And God has blessed us in some remarkable years. 15 years ago, the elders said, let's run the church on a 51-week budget instead of on a 52-week budget. When you see the number, it talks about the budget for the church is such and such. For 51 weeks, we get that money is used for the other kinds of funds that's necessary for the church to function. But you and I need to understand that in 2004, 15 years ago, the elder said, we're going to set aside one Sunday a year to encourage the church. And that's what this week is about. It's what next week is about. So that 2 weeks from now, you and I will be able to have been led by elders who really believe the gospel needs to go to every creature under heaven. And so last year's contribution, our goal last year was about $123,000, $124,000. And thanks be to God that on that day you gave $151,000 because of the leadership of the elders and because the heart of this congregation is we believe that the cross of Christ is so important that every creature under heaven needs to hear the gospel of Jesus proclaimed. And so we've averaged for those 15 years, we've averaged $124,580-something each year. The total that has been given, and I point out this number not to talk about us, but I want you to understand that the amount that has been given to the glory of God, and it's not about us, it's about God. But in the last 15 years, this church has given $1,868,760 to the Lord. Thanks be to God for an eldership that says, that's why this church exists. Not about us, not about bringing glory to us. It's about bringing glory to God and getting the gospel to every creature under heaven. And so let's look at the Word. Let's look at where these monies have been spent over all of these years. First, let's talk about all that God has done with Palm Beach Lakes and mission work in our local work. Where's these monies? Where have they gone? Well, we're sowing seed. We're not trying out to convert everybody on this earth, but we're trying to give everybody on this earth a chance to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're out sowing seed. And so over the years, for about 4 or 5 years, in beginning of the year 2002, we're on the radio with a potential audience of 2 million people. Every week we're on the radio. There was that television. We tried that 1 year. Could not get on local television station. The expense is just astronomical. But we were on television and with the Search for Truth program, and it reached 300,000 people every week. We then tried in 2007, we tried the matter of using television ads, and hundreds of ads were on the local stations, and they reached out and hopefully reached over 300,000 individuals that appeared that many times. We mailed out that Plan of Salvation mail out. You may not remember it. Went to 50,000 homes. There's a banner on the side of our building, which was a real blessing to us before those trees grew up. And you cannot see them, but they're still out there. And hundreds of thousands of people drive by. And on that banner is, come and see. On that banner is, back to the Bible. On that banner is something that says, that's what this church is all about. We are trying to be Jesus' church on this earth. And then in 2011, we had those Bible tracts that we've used over all those years. We got a whole new shipment of Bible tracts in 2011, and then we use all of those magnet plates. You know those magnetic plates that's on the back of the car, the bumper sticker. Are you aware we've gained 6 members just from those bumper stickers? If you don't have a bumper sticker on your car, get one today. They're in the foyer out there. You may be able to enter some individual, but don't drive like a maniac if you've got one, okay? And I'm thankful some of you don't have bumper stickers, and you don't have to look back at me when I say that in relationship to that. And then we've been involved in that Hispanic work. 2003, we started a Hispanic work. They met for a while in our building. They went down to Lake Worth because that's where many of their members live. They are meeting right now in this building because we're trying to be a part of that. That's a separate congregation. This eldership cannot be over 2 churches. They're doing their own thing. They're making their own decision. And we set aside money to help them if they have never done that. And especially in supporting Douglas Alvarenga. We've been supporting him for about 4 years, and we've told them that we're dropping the support 25% a year. And so last year was the last year we supported Douglas, but it's not the last year we supported that Spanish work. And then the Dodd Road, the Jog Road congregation had some real financial problems. And we were able, listen, because you want the church to grow, that we were able to help that church and gave them over and above the $125,000 that was our goal. You gave over and above that, and we were able to give them $25,000. And now that church, with Heath Johnson preaching for them, is becoming a vibrant church down in that area. And instead of losing their building, you were a part of that. Why? because we believe the gospel's got to go to every creature, and we did that in our local org. Look again. Millions of seed have been planted throughout the congregation. The Heart to Heart magazine that goes out. We have sent over 1.1 million copies of that to the largest number we mailed out at a time was 100,000. In 1 year we mailed out, because of your generosity, we mailed out 400,000 copies to 100,000 homes in Palm Beach County. Wasn't that great? But we're still continuing to do it. And we put labels on those brochures. We helped the church at Belgley that was struggling and tried to help them survive. And we sent the Heart to Heart magazine to help them in their work. We've given out New Testaments and Bibles with the plan of salvation. And we're still doing that. Started that in 2012. The Second Sunday invitations that we talked about last year, and the special emphasis on Second Sunday. There were 40,000 invitations to that were mailed out, and this year we'll be able to accomplish what we've been trying to accomplish, and that is to get a new logo, a new picture for what this church looks like. Have you looked at the church picture? David is holding Tracy in his arms. I want you to understand on that picture. Next Sunday, weather permitting, come and look nice, okay? I don't mean, we don't need Bozo the Clown coming here or anything. But we're going to go back out, likely out to where we made that photo, update that photo and the other things that are there. But David, do not hold Tracy in your arms, She's now 18, 19 years of age, okay? It was Kelly who was holding. It was Katie. Who did I say? Hold on. Wasn't holding Tracy. I'm sorry. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. But wouldn't that be a photo? Wouldn't that be a photo? Or next Sunday, make sure you come, because Tracy's going to hold David in her arms, okay? Listen, folks, we're trying to be serious about this outreach and all of the TV that we're, or not the TV, but the internet. We have some of the finest. I don't know if you know the screen is larger. I don't know if you know the picture is more readable than it's been. And we've gone from the quality that we've had. We're in HD, and all of the things that happen in this auditorium are available on YouTube. And we're just we're trying to reach out to people locally, and of course that's obviously more than just local. And then that Search for the Lord's Way television program that comes on every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock reaches. Listen to this: it reaches of the 110 million homes in America. We are reaching every Sunday morning 100 million of the 110 million homes in America. That's not us by ourselves, but in connection with other congregations, we are really doing that. And somewhere we'll mention in this sermon that last year, whenever that extra money came in, one of the decisions the elders made was, we believe so much in that program, we're going to add another 5,000 or 10,000 to be able to send to them to encourage them. And then those people we've supported in schools of preaching. And some of the names that you'll recognize are Troy Spradling and Tavaro Hanna over in the Bahamas. And the Trinidad School of Preaching, the last 2 years, we sent $3,000 each of those years to help that school of preaching in Trinidad. It was almost dying, and now it's vibrant again. And a part of that vibrance comes from your love of mission work. And then Brad Schelt, I say that name, I guess folks know that name, a member of this church. We're supporting him in the school of preaching, and he's got about 6 months left, or maybe it's in December that he will graduate and finish up his training at the school of preaching out in Texas. All right, let's get out of Palm Beach County. Let's look around the nation. We have assisted in our work around the nation 17 congregations in 11 states. That's primarily from our young people. I probably ought to point back here to the young adults, because our young people now sometimes are going down to Paraguay to that work that's there. But over the years, we believe in our teens. And our teens have done mission work, going out and spending a week supported by this church, supported by money from Mission Sunday. And they've helped 17 congregations. And over the years, we've sent some 60 of our teens on these mission trips. I looked down and saw installing the HD, and that thought I was. I looked at the wrong slide, I guess. I saw that a while ago, and I've already talked about everything on this except that first slide. Would you read what's that? And then we'll shortcut down to the next point. How does that go? Okay, here's what we're doing with that mission work. We're supporting congregations. We're supporting the senior high. We're installing HD production, supporting Search for the Lord's Way, and supporting students in schools of preaching. Let's look around the world. We don't have time to talk about all of this. But we have been part of supporting, at least partial supporting, and almost fully supporting some 15 full-time missionaries in 26 countries on four continents. I want to say, who would have ever believed that this could have happened when the elders said, we're going to commit this church to doing world evangelism. But it's not to our glory. But there ought to be a heart filled with thanksgiving as we look at all that has happened in supporting full-time missionaries in foreign countries. You want to be even more thankful? Look where we have partially supported, sent one-time contributions. Sometimes people want to go and spend 2 weeks over in a place or a week over in a place, and especially some of our young people who've gone off to Christian colleges. We have done dozens of mission trips ourselves and supported others in a partial way. And this church has been instrumental in preaching the gospel to 35 different countries on 6 of the 7 continents. You want to read that list? No need to count. It's 37 if you're counting. But this list may not be exhaustive. Look at all, brother and sister in Christ, what God has done. It's not us. It's not the greatness. It's not the greatness of this church. It's the heart of people that sang so fervently a moment ago, I'm redeemed by, you know, by love divine, because I've been redeemed. I want the whole world to know that I've been redeemed. Let's focus in, instead of what's happened over the last several years, to some special things that happened in 2018. You and I need to be thankful that we were able to send a group of our teens and adults to supervise them to go down to Paraguay. Josh is one of the preachers here, and Josh, we thank God for what you and Kara and Vivian and Josiah have done to help plant that congregation down there. Doesn't have an American missionary there. Why? It's not an American church that we're trying to build. It's to go to lands like that and say, here's Jesus' church inside this book, and you folks in Paraguay need to build this same church there. And I thank God that that church has grown almost to the point that it's ready to appoint elders. And how thankful I am for the maturity that there is in the church. And I'm thankful, teens, that those of you who went last year. It's rather ironic that the Sunday after they got back, there was a baptism down there from somebody that the teens had met, ate in a restaurant down in Pilar, ate in that restaurant, and the impact of our teens and the others that were there led to the conversion of souls. You and I need to be appreciative of that. We also sent money there. The congregation that was trying to start in Pilar and to the other congregation in Ascension. We've sent funds to help those two congregations. And then we mentioned before about we're committed already X number of dollars to send to Search for the Lord's Way. We'll talk more about that next Sunday as we talk about what we're planning for this next year. But because you gave over and above our goal of $124,000, $125,000, Elder said, we believe in that Search for the Lord's Way. Let's send them money to do that. We sent money to the Christian Courier. If you haven't been on the internet to Christian Courier, you're missing one of the great resources of places you can study the Bible. We believe in what they have done, and we spent special monies for that. the work down in Puerto Rico. Their former American missionaries down there is now living in Fort Lauderdale and publishing tracts in Spanish. And he and his son have a tract producing copying machine, and they have, using that and using other means, have sent tracts throughout Puerto Rico. And they have printed, not last year they printed, but over the years they've printed 23 million Spanish tracts. Aren't you glad? Aren't you thankful that we can be a part of helping that kind of work? And then through Hector Rivera, former member here, learned about a brother down in Cuba that was could not even do his mission work. And so we were part of helping buy him a motorcycle just so that he could go out and to do his work more effectively. And then those Bibles that we give away and given away just as recently as a month ago on a Sunday we left. You remember, did you get a Bible to give to somebody? We were able to purchase some other things. Can we talk about Apologetics Press? We have a very special association with Apologetics Press. Sometimes we call it AP for short. Those men at Apologetics Press are defending the authenticity of the Bible and dealing with the matter of evolution and its threat. And we've been associated with them since 1986. The name Bert Thompson might be a name that some of you would remember. Mission Sunday's only been since 2004. A group of professional staff, their names are here on the screen because you may remember these who have spoken here, Dave Miller, Jeff Miller, Eric Lyons, and Kyle Butts. They speak here sometimes almost every year one of them speaks. And they speak around the country and around the globe. They went to more than 100 places last year defending the faith, saying, here's the evidence that you can believe the Bible, and here's the fallacies that have to do with thinking that man is nothing more than an ape-like creature who's lost all of his hair except on his head. You know, you and I need to understand man's made in the image of God, and they're out defending the faith. Those publications, The Reason and Revelation, and Discovery magazines for kids, we'll be talking about those a little bit more next Sunday. And the scores of books that they've written and published, and tracts and videos and e-books and Bible curriculum and VBS material and study courses. And you may be aware that they're publishing a Bible that's going to have apologetics in it. By apologetics, it means just to defend the authenticity of the Bible. There'll be footnotes in that. And this church, more than perhaps any other church, and I don't say that with pride, I say that with thanksgiving, has given $10,000 to help that become a reality. Aren't you thankful to be part of what God has done through this church? And millions of pages are hit on their website from 200 plus, maybe 220, 230 plus countries in the world have been to their website. People around the world want to know about the faith, want to know how to defend the faith. And you and I are part of that work at Apologetics Press. And we were able, because of that extra money that was given, able to send additional funds to help them. You may not be aware that every year this eldership drives up to Montgomery where they have that building up there where they do their publication from, or at least the mail out from, and produce all of the things that they have there, that they go every year. And our elders sit down, not overseeing the work that they're doing, but as spiritual advisors, just to sit down with these four principal men that are there, and they ask counsel of our elders. Thank God for the elders that we have and for the counsel that you're giving to Apologetics Press in all that they do. Can we talk more about what happened? How about last year we did that work in the Easter Island? Josh and Robert Martin made that first trip in November 2010. We've got 13 additional trips, Josh. I think that's the right number. Three people have been converted, and they're meeting today and this afternoon, you know, sometime during our evening service. Josh will be preaching to them using Skype. And Josh started taking Bibles in 2016. And he just goes in, and when Josh and I went down this year, we carried a suitcase full of Bibles down there. It was rather interesting trying to get through customs with those Bibles, but we made it. And Josh is continuing, makes additional contacts and sets up new study. He started worshiping with them every Sunday by a scop, and he took a fellow named Dan Jenkins with him this year. I can hardly wait to get to this point, and I'm out of time to talk about it. I want to tell you, you want a life-changing experience. Go down and see what is happening in that place. Josh, I don't know that I've said this to you, but I stood in absolute amazement about your ability. We'll arrive at the airport, and there's a lady there. She rents cars. Josh doesn't only rent the cars from her a few times. We're in the airport. She said, "Hey, Josh." You walk up and down the main street, and people in Paraguay know Josh. And what he's doing in there is going down and meeting people, and over the years it becomes more and more and more accumulative. And Josh, what I haven't said is, I think you're doing it exactly right. Now, the reason I think that is because that's the way I would have done it if I'd been smart as Josh was, you know. So like when Gary, my son, was disciplining Lindsay, and I thought, he did that just right. Wonder where he learned that. And then I thought, he doesn't know any better. And Josh, whoever taught you, I'm glad you don't know any better. Then here's what he did. He sat in those homes down there, and he talked about, read this verse that says that we tried to get you to become imitators of the churches in Jerusalem and in Antioch. And he said, and that's exactly what we're doing here in Paraguay. Here's you a Bible, and giving away Bibles to people all the time. The church in Paraguay is known as the one that gives Bibles. I don't know what I said. I must have said something wrong. But we're giving away Bibles. And it's the church in Paraguay that where you can get your Bibles. And so Josh sits there and he says to them, here's that church. We don't want you to be like the church in America. We want you to be like the church in the Bible. And our responsibility is to come here, not force you to obey the gospel, but to tell you about this church and how thankful I am. How thankful I am that work is going on. Josh, you're doing it just right, and I can hardly wait till you make another trip and come back, because there are others on the verge of obeying the gospel, and that's my own observation and everything, and I'm just thankful that all of that is going to happen. Now then, because we're tied to that work in Paraguay, you need to know that we have funds set aside to try to eventually get a full-time missionary to go. You know, somebody who speaks Spanish, go there and live among them, but not everybody can live on the remotest island on this earth. It'll take a special kind of person to go 2,000 miles away from the nearest land mass. I mean, you just how far and how isolated that is. But thanks be to God that Palm Beach Lakes has been used by God. Hear that? Has been used by God to get the gospel to those people in Paraguay that have got the gospel. Thanks be to God. Hadn't been us, it'd have been somebody else. But I am thankful that He's done that. And now I figure out what I've said. I've been saying Paraguay instead of Easter Island, but go back to my last few sentences and substitute the word Easter Island and the work that Josh is doing down at the Easter Island. Isn't it great? I want to ask you something. Are you thankful that God has used us? 2 weeks from today, we'll ask you to dig deep and to be able to give so that the gospel may be carried to other places. Every mission work that Palm Beach Lakes has done is a mission work that God has done, not us. And when we walk out of this place, thank God for all that God has done. Could we have done more? Yeah, probably. But I thank God that you are letting God use you sacrificially to be able to accomplish what we've... But the glory doesn't become ours. It's the glory and praise and credit and attention goes to God. But may our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for what God has done. And let us, especially in the next 2 weeks, pray that He will use us even more to do His work. When the Lord said in Isaiah's day, "Who will go for us? Whom shall we send?" The Godhead speaking. Isaiah, who didn't feel worthy and didn't feel qualified and saw the sin that was in his life and thought, "I'm not even sure that God can use me," when the God of heaven said, "Who will go for us? Whom shall we send?" Isaiah said, "Here am I." And with the world needing the gospel, the Lord is saying, "Who will go? Who shall we send?" And the heart of every one of us is, "Lord, use Palm Beach Lakes." Next Sunday, we're going to talk about the challenges the elders have seen fit for us to talk about and to be a part of this next year. Some of them will be the same. We're long-term committed to a lot of these things, but there are some rather additional things I think you'll be excited about learning about this next year. God help us to walk out of this place, "I am filled with thanksgiving for all that God has done." But before we leave this place, we want to give individuals a chance to become Christians. If you're not a child of God, you need to be. If you're not a child of God, made to be a child of God like they were in Bible times. Not by some plan some man has worked out. The plan of salvation in this book. Then you need to believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. I know almost all of you, maybe everyone in this audience, believes that Jesus is the Son of God. I hope you do. But not everybody's made that decision. That decision is called repentance. And Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31 says, "God now commands all men everywhere to repent." That's us. And if you're a believer in Jesus who's not made a decision to follow Jesus, you need to make that decision. Well, what's involved in that? It's letting people know that you believe in Jesus and then being baptized. In Bible times, when the church began, every person that asked, "What must I do to be saved?" was given this plan of salvation. And wherever, Easter Island, Paraguay, 4 continents, 6 continents, 35 plus nations, when we're there, would say, "You can be a part of this church you read about in the Bible if you'll do what they did in Bible times to become a part of that church." He hasn't changed. His message hasn't changed. And you and I need to be as willing to do what He says and what He does as we possibly can, because it's all about Him. You know what happens when you do that? When you believe and are baptized, you're saved. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That's what Mark 16:16. When you do this, the Lord adds you to the church. Not to some denomination. Just adds you to the body of people that's trying to go into all the world and tell everybody in the world, you can be just a Christian. A member, not of a denomination, but a part of this church you read about in the Bible. That's God's plan. And so He says to all of us, "You be full of faith until you die, and I'll give you the crown of life." If there's sin in your life and it needs to be dealt with, how can we help you deal with sin? Won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing? Will you come?